The Greg Show. Welcome back to The Greg Show. We are rocking season 5. And topic today is called Flow With It. Yes, we have to flow with it. We need to just continuously be moving the energy in a positive direction. But not only that, just to basically be like stopping the, stopping like when we would stop the progression of things. I think a lot of times we think that we need to have control by kind of like messing with the natural rhythm of the day. And what's going on and what's going on around us, because I think that if we feel like we can kind of step in or do what we need to do, we feel more in control, but we're not really. It's, you know, for me, what I've noticed is that letting it go more, kind of just letting it, you know, kind of giving it up and having faith and trust is something good. You know, it's something that really can come from that, because the more we really do, like, it's like when we try to control that situation, it kind of just kind of engulfs us. Like it sort of just takes us over, and it doesn't allow us to be more in control. It's like, cause we think that we can, and there's so many things that are out of our control in this life. And I think that's one of the hardest things for people to come to grips with, because they think that like they really can get more in control the more that they're doing the right things. Now, it should seem like that way, and a lot of times it does, and it can be, because for me it's just staying sober. I mean, I stay sober. You know, I'm thinking clearly. I'm thinking rationally. I'm seeing things the right way. I'm adjusting when I need to adjust. I'm recognizing my audience. You know, when things are going to land, jokes, you know, when I shouldn't say them, when I want to sing, when I shouldn't sing, or anything like that. And, you know, it's like, it's not bad to just, like I said, we want to always be expressing ourselves, and we do. But if it's going to be something that can make somebody not feel as good as they are, kind of more self-conscious, then yeah, you know, like I said, I will kind of avoid that in that scenario. But we can always resume it. It's like if I'm doing like singing in a car or something or whatever, I mean, I'm just like, okay. And then I just kind of just pause for something, maybe for someone who seems like they're not having a good day, and that's going to kind of maybe antagonize them a little more. But then I'll just wait, and then maybe I'll just do it for the next person who's kind of neutral, and then maybe that might enhance their day. But I think really what it is just allowing the day to progress the way that it should. Just kind of like rolling with it. And it's like you just feel more like you're kind of flowing with the situation and not really trying to impede it or just stop it. Because it's like when we create that friction, you know, I think it really just takes us into this direction that we don't always want to go. But we feel like we do, you know, we feel like that is the way to go, because we're like, I need to control it. I need to be in control. And I think it's like people texting and then they're not getting that response, or they feel like they do it more. And then they're like, I'll get a response if I text more. But like a lot of times they're doing it, and it's what it's doing is it's actually like, it's just stopping the flow more. Like if they would just kind of do it and just kind of leave it and just let it be, you know, it'll kind of work itself out. And I think a lot of that has to do with faith and hope and these things that seem so difficult to have. But at the end of the day, I mean, they're free. They don't cost anything, you know, and they really don't, because and it can make your life better. And if you can just allow yourself to have them and to just say, okay, like, I'm just going to say like, this will work out. And if it doesn't work out, I mean, what's the worst thing that happens? It doesn't work out. And okay, so then you're still where you are. Then maybe it'll work out soon. But the more you're just like just like nitpicking it or just kind of dwelling on it, I think what it does is it also stops it from happening and the way that it would. And we don't know. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we don't, you know, we can't know it all. I mean, you know, we're not really meant to do that. We don't know if we, you know, we hit it off with someone and we're like, okay, like we get the number, we text them and we want to hang out or something. We don't get the response or something like that. And we don't know why exactly. And then we start thinking it's us or something we did wrong. And it could have nothing to do with that. And I think it's just more about like, just like basically like just letting it go. I mean, letting it go, just letting it go and saying like, if it doesn't, it doesn't. And that's, it's not the worst thing though. It really isn't, because we feel like if we don't, we just feel like, yeah, we always like feel like it's on our end, but it's not necessarily that's true, because I'm not saying it's like, it's their fault for whatever, but I mean, people have things happen and things go on and it's not always going to be on our time. You know, it might be on their time. And remember, you know, we don't really own the time, you know, like the time kind of just owns us because we're on its time, you know, its clock. And not that it really has to have us. I mean, it, you know, it could go on without us necessarily, I mean, obviously. But the thing about it is, it's important. It is to just know that, we don't want to be doing that. We don't really want to be the ones that are stopping these things that can happen and what could happen and what should happen. But we feel like we want to do that. You know, we feel like we want to be in charge, and it's not necessarily a good thing, because it'll stop us from just kind of like, I think, just really just letting the day go on the way it should. I mean, I've had many days where I tried to be in charge and think that I was channeling the best energy and I didn't think anything could go wrong. And I thought if something did, then I could just control it through taking over a situation. And what happened was I kept losing more control. And like, I was like, man, like, this doesn't make sense, because I have good energy right now. So like, this should all be flowing nicely. But at times it doesn't work like that. And that's okay, because that's where we're tested. And if we're tested, it's just because we were meant to be tested, because, you know, like that's what it comes down to. And it's just really the approach that we have. It's either we say, why is this happening to me? Or this is happening to me. And now I know I got to step up and do what I got to do. Because it's easy to like play the like the victim role and be like, oh, like why me? Instead of just being like, yeah, well, okay, it's me. Like I'm glad it's me. Cause like what it is like it's gonna make me handle it. And if I handle it, I'm gonna come out stronger. And if I come out stronger, then I'll be stronger for the next thing. And I might even inspire people who didn't think they could handle it. And now they're handling it. And yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's so easy to just kind of to dive back into like that negativity and, you know, where it's comfortable and safe, but like the positivity, like seeing the good where like the good might not be there, you know, that's harder to do, but what it does is it strengthens us and it strengthens our character. And it really does, because we have the capacity to do that. We can dig down deep. It's inside of us and find what doesn't seem like it's there, you know, and we can do that because if we can see the good. But it's hard. I mean, but it is hard to do it. It's hard to see the good where like we're just usually programmed to emphasize the negative and the bad. And that's a tough thing to go against, especially while flowing with it, while trying to keep the natural rhythm and flowing and stuff like that and not letting life stop. But it's like if something goes wrong, okay, like it's like you have like an interaction that didn't go that well. It's just okay, like it's part of the other episode. Just like, yeah, just release it, let it go. And then when it goes, it's done. Let it go. Don't think about it anymore. Because if you don't think about it anymore, then the other person probably won't think about it anymore either. Remember, like when you have that interaction, like your energy is connected. But if you can drop it, then they'll drop it. You know, because it's like, because they're like, okay, like they can sense that, like, that you're dropping it. You're just like, okay, I'm good. Like, let it go. I'll let it go. And then they'll let it go. And that's really what it is, because we need to have that. Like, if we don't do that, then what we do is we just keep holding. And when we hold, we create that stagnant type of energy where more things can manifest, where more things can, like, kind of like sort of brooding. Like, they start brooding, they're brewing, but they're like, they just keep going and going and going. And what it does is it really just makes us, like, not be able to move on. And I think that that's the hardest thing. I mean, I think, and then we're, you know, what we're doing is, yeah, we're really just compromising the next interaction. And I think that, like, honestly, I believe everybody should get, like, a neutral reaction from, or interaction, like, from everybody. You know, I like to just approach everything from that neutral point of view. Like, I mean, it's positive. Like, I do want to stay positive, but I want to be neutral. I want to be neutral because I just want to roll up and be like, hey, okay, like, to the situation and just say, hey, like, how's it going? And, or just keep it neutral, because I don't want to just, like, I don't want to bring that anything to it, because I just want to see how it goes. If I just kind of, I'm just that regular, like, kind of just work through a type of vehicle and just kind of just leave it like that and say, whatever happens, happens. And if it's something on their end, okay, maybe I can just kind of smooth it over. If it's going to keep being like that tough energy, then I guess I got to just sort of maybe take myself out of the equation, or just find a way to really just kind of, like, just sand down the jagged edges and sort of just sand down that jagged sort of energy into, like, something smooth. And I think that can be done. It's just, it takes time. And a lot of times, though, that's the thing. A lot of times you do have to sort of dismiss yourself from a situation that is not going well when you're involved. And you could feel that, like, when you're involved, it's like it's escalating. And we don't want that, because we don't want to do it. We're not trying to, like, push everybody's buttons. And sometimes, like, I'll push people's buttons and other people won't push their buttons. So you got to just recognize that that's how it is. I mean, we're all different kind of energies, man. Like, we do interact and we all connect, and, like, we do, you know, we interact with each other, but we got to recognize, like, we're not going to be everybody's, like, tea and crumpets, like, every second. And that's okay, because, you know, somebody else can fill that role. And that's really what it is. Like, remember, when we step out and we leave the situation, like, somebody will step in. I mean, they always do. And that's okay, because that's, you know, they might be able to just, like, get on whatever level or whatever they're feeling like at that moment. And we hope it's not something that's just going to keep emphasizing the negative. But, you know, if they're trying to be negative, we don't want someone to go in and be negative, more negative with them. I mean, that's obviously what, I mean, they say, I mean, a misery loves company, but I mean, we want to avoid that. I mean, we're trying to get away from the people that are adding to the negativity. But the thing about it is like, you can't always stop it. I mean, you just can't always stop it, because they're going to do what they're going to do. You know, they're, you know, and, like, we're going to try to change them. I mean, we're going to try to work them away from that negative nature, but it doesn't always work like that. It doesn't. And that's the hardest thing about it, because we try to sort of just kind of, like, for me, it's just about the positivity. I'm trying to, if something's wrong or somebody's saying something that's negative, I'm going to try to find a positive, and I'm trying to shift that focus. And that's what allows more of the flow to go. Because remember, like, we get away from the complaining and the negativity, we get back to the positivity. Now, even if they don't even have a lot of positive things to say, what it does do is it kind of just gets them back on track and they start moving again, they start doing, like, so the flow gets back. And that's what we need. I mean, more of the negativity is going to slow down and kind of stop that flow. But that natural progression, that's going to happen more with the positivity. See, like, it might stop them from saying things, and, like, they might not be able to say anything else because they only wanted to say negative. I mean, that's not ideal, but what it does do is it allows them to move on and keep going forward, which is that's a good thing, because we want that. Because if they can go forward, then they're still flowing with it, and they're kind of just moving in the right direction, instead of just still focusing on that negative. And that's the thing that takes us out, you know, that that constant negativity because it does. And what it does do is it makes us keep thinking about it. And then we get stuck on it and we don't want to go. I mean, we don't want to get off it then at that point, because we're just stuck, and it's a tough place to be. And remember, like, the more negativity and the more stuck that we are in that negative moment, the more we're going to get in our heads, psych ourselves out. That, you know, that affects the mental health. And we, you know, the mental health is like, we don't want to be overthinking stuff. I mean, we see the positive, stay more positive, stay out of our heads more. That's a good thing, because we stay out of our heads, things are going to flow better, you know, because we really overthink things. This is what we do. I mean, it's just a natural human response. It's just something that we do. It's our nature to do that. And that's okay. I mean, it's just kind of, I think really it just comes down to the fact that we don't want the blame to be on us, or if anything seems like it's going wrong. And that's something that, cause we feel like if there is, then we're like, yo, like, we need to be better. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's good to want to be better. But I think a lot of times, you know, we're just so hard on ourselves, and harder on ourselves than anybody else is on us. And I think that's, I know I am. I mean, I am. And I think it makes it tough, because it's like, we don't always forgive ourselves, and we should, because we make mistakes, and we do. And that's okay, because we're in the mix, you know, we're kind of mixing it up with everybody, and it's not always going to go spectacular, man. It's, you know, but it can still go okay. And if it goes okay, then we can build from that. And that's really what it is. We're just trying to not stop that flow. We don't want to stop that flow. We want the flow to keep going. We want everything to keep kind of rolling and still allowing us to have the day unfold as it should. And I think really, as it does that, what it does do is it really makes us be more in each moment and be in the moment and really just enjoying what's going on, because we're allowing it to happen as it should. And if it happens as it should, then we are going to be present more than we normally would, because we're not like stopping it. We're not thinking about past stuff that's going on, because we're just thinking about what's going on right now, living it and experiencing it. And that's what's really going to amplify our life experiences, because we have to, you know, like that's what life is. I mean, it's just like, to me, like, obviously being sober, I mean, I could feel everything, and I love that. Because what it does do is it just makes me feel everything when I want to feel it. Like, if I'm laughing, I'm laughing. I'm crying. Like, I'm dancing, singing. Like, everything feels what it should feel like. And I think that's really what we're going for. And I think it really is like that openness to receiving all of what life has, and exactly what we should be feeling within each moment. And I think that's the utilization of the energy that we have and everything that we do. And it's important, because it's going to allow us to kind of just really use the moments and not only just use them, but really just like remember them and cherish them and just really believe that it was something that we definitely were completely experiencing. And I think that's really what it is. I mean, that's flowing with it, just letting it happen as it should, and just not really trying to take control. I mean, I always say, like, I mean, yeah, we want to be, I mean, I'm not saying, like, I have said we want to be in the driver's seat, like, we want to be in control, but at the same time, we don't want to be overly controlling, and we don't want to be, like, taking too much charge in a situation that should just play out. And the more, like, the more that we try to control it, it will take over, and we don't want that, because it's going to stop us, because then we're going to be overcompensating. And I'm really big into not doing that, because when we overcompensate, we take on energy that we shouldn't take on. And then we're not doing things, and we're not really addressing and doing things as they're happening in, like, the natural way. The overcompensation throws us off. So it kind of goes against the flowing with it. So we want to flow with it. We want to do it naturally, and we want to just be as positive as we can be, even when it doesn't seem like it's there. Because remember, the positivity is going to keep you more present. And like that's what we need, because just to keep that positive thinking and positive energy. And it will allow you to really flow with it better. And I think really just be present within each day and really just propel you into the next day and really make you want to just keep getting up and doing the next day. And that's really what it is. I mean, we're looking for that momentum. So that's really what Flowing With It will do. The Greg Show.